Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, 2 weeks ago, the South was really hit hard. I mean, the North has been hit. Ever since I've left Jersey, it seems like it just keeps snowing and snowing and snowing. I'm told a special shout out to Sophia and Tony and Crystal and Joanne out there in New York and in the Bronx and in Jersey. They're telling me that the snow pad is so high now that they're stacking it like mountains. They said they don't know where else to keep stacking all the snow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go into a parking lot to park a car, man, and all of a sudden now the snow is so high because they have to push it to the side. Mm-hmm. You can't see the other side of the street.
Oh, wow.
So it's like kind of like there's walls around these parking lots. Right. You can't see anything. But we're expected to have another storm, much of the southeast and even headed up to the northwest. You know, what happened 2 weeks ago crippled so much of the southern states. I think about Atlanta, Georgia, that, I mean, it was a complete mess. Some of these folks were in traffic for 20 hours, and they didn't know how to respond to it. I know on the Gulf Coast where there were some accidents and some ice and made, you know, traveling and driving real difficult. We want to keep everyone in prayer during this time. This is really unprecedented. I mean, seems that we're saying that we're more and more these days, but you really want to be careful. It's not that important, really, to get on out and go get something and go to the store. You stay in the house. And for those that are in the Northeast, I want to encourage you, crank up that heat some, because if you lose power, at least the house is going to stay a little toasty for you. Mm-hmm. And check on your neighbors. You know, you have a lot of folks that are shut in, and maybe they weren't able to get the supplies and the things that they needed. This is a wonderful opportunity to reach out to your neighbors and show them the love of God. Be there for them in their time of need. And I want you to listen up a little bit more about what CBN has to report as they share with us what we can expect.
In Israel, the southeast is bracing for another winter storm. Substantial snow and ice are expected to cripple the region. Winter storm watches, warnings, and advisories have been posted all the way from the Texas-Mexico border to the New Jersey shoreline.
The South is bracing for another blast of winter misery. The forecast across the South calls for a dangerous mix of snow and ice. In Georgia, the storm is expected to dump more snow than the 2 inches that paralyzed Atlanta 2 weeks ago. That winter storm created gridlock on interstates in Atlanta, forcing some residents to sleep in their cars, trapping thousands of students in their schools. Now forecasters predict Georgia could see the most significant ice storm in 10 to 20 years. State officials say this time they're ready. Georgia's governor declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm.
We are making every effort to be prepared for these events. And I would simply say that we should all individually use extreme caution.
Frigid temperatures and precipitation are expected to create an icy mess from northeast Texas to the Carolinas. In the Midwest, freezing rain, sleet, and snow have been causing headaches for motorists.
We're used to having the roads scraped to the pavement back east, and it's not the way they do it here.
Some parts of Virginia could pick up a foot of snow. In North Carolina, residents stocked up on food and supplies.
We sold everything we could get our hands on.
Utility crews around the country are trying to restore power to thousands of families who've been in the dark for a week. Meanwhile, wicked weather is also happening out west. Some in California are still cleaning up after heavy rains and snow triggered mudslides. And in Utah and Colorado, 2 people were killed by avalanches and heavy snow, including 21-year-old student Ashley Cox, who spent last summer helping at an orphanage in Romania.
Winter storm watches are in effect for Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia, where at least 5 inches of snow are possible.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. My understanding is that 60 trucks from Houston, power trucks, are headed over to Georgia to help them out, for when they lose power. And you were seeing things. Listen, when you're hearing statements like this is the most significant ice storm in 10 to 20 years, I think it's time to pay attention, to look up and not to discredit these obvious signs. I mean, sure, there are so many signs and that you can pick from and look at, but my goodness, we shouldn't ignore any of them.
No.
And this is a big deal. I mean, this is really, really a big deal. And I just keep thinking about John Paul Jackson's prophetic word that he's shared called the Perfect Storm, where it talks about five elements that were really going to encompass this storm. And one of them was just the weather patterns would be complete. And this was back in 2008, so we're probably looking at least 4 to 5 years ago. And the beginning, he said, this will start when you see Mubarak, the president of Egypt, basically be ousted. And just as the prophetic word happened, I mean, and who would have thunk that? Because that was really a big deal, considering that I believe he was in power for something like 30, 40 years.
Right.
And he was basically, complying with the United States was working well with him because they were keeping peace on that Egypt-Israeli border, and things were going seemingly okay in that region. So there would be no indication, obvious indication, that he would be overthrown or released, and sure enough, he was. And you just started to begin to see all this unfolding of this prophetic word. And I'll tell you, it's just time to be watchful, to be alert, and really right now to be in the middle of helping your neighbor. This is a perfect opportunity for folks in your area not to, go in and close the door behind you, but actually take the time, put on a coat, put on your earmuffs and some gloves and walk down your neighborhood and begin to knock on doors and let people know that you care about them and do they need anything. And, we had a chance to do that when we lived up north, and people were shocked and surprised that someone would do that, but it would just open the door to minister to folks that needed a lot of help. So pray and be prepared.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.